It's interesting that my favourite chapter in this book would be chapter 11. 11 is a mystical number, as many of you may know. But anyway, this is where I said in the very, very beginning in the introduction, I was going to share a little bit about what he means about the certain way. So take heed at the end of this chapter. Really, really listen with your heart and your soul, not just your ears, to this chapter, because this is a vital, vitally important chapter, which if you miss the whole secret that I feel the whole book is about. So this is a vital, vital part. So please enjoy chapter 11, Acting in the Certain Way. Thought is the creative power, or the impelling force which causes the creative power to act. Thinking in a certain way will bring riches to you, but you must not rely upon thought alone, paying no attention to personal action. That is the rock upon which many otherwise scientific, metaphysical thinkers meet shipwreck: the failure to connect thought with personal action. We have not yet reached the stage of development, even supposing such a stage to be possible, in which man can create directly from formless substance without nature's processes or the work of human hands. Man must not only think, but his personal action must supplement his thought. By thought, you can cause the gold in the hearts of the mountains to be impelled toward you, but it will not mine itself, refine itself, coin itself into double eagles and come rolling along the road seeking its way into your pocket. Under the impelling power of the Supreme Spirit, men's affairs will be so ordered that someone will be led to mine the gold for you. Other men's business transactions will be so directed that the gold will be brought toward you, and you must so arrange your own business affairs that you may be able to receive it when it comes to you. Your thought makes all things animate and inanimate work to bring you what you want, but your personal activity must be such that you can rightly receive what you want when it reaches you. You are not to take it as charity, nor to steal it. You must give every man more in use value than he gives you in cash value. The scientific use of thought consists in forming a clear and distinct mental image of what you want, in holding fast to the purpose to get what you want, and in realizing with grateful faith that you do get what you want. Do not try to project your thought in any mysterious or occult way with the idea of having it go out and do things for you. That is wasted effort and will weaken your power to think with sanity. The action of thought in getting rich is fully explained in the preceding chapters. Your faith and purpose positively impress your vision upon formless substance, which has the same desire for more life that you have, and this vision received from you sets all the creative forces at work in and through their regular channels of action, but directed toward you. It is not your part to guide or supervise the creative process. All you have to do with that is to retain your big vision, stick to your purpose, and maintain your faith and gratitude. But you must act in a certain way, so that you can appropriate what is yours when it comes to you, so that you can meet the things you have in your picture and put them in their proper places as they arrive. You can really see the truth of this. When things reach you, they will be in the hands of other men who will ask an equivalent for them. And you can only get what is yours by giving the other man what is his. Your pocketbook is not going to be transformed into Fortunata's purse, which shall always be full of money without any effort on your part. This is the crucial point in the science of getting rich, right here, where thought and personal action must be combined. There are very many people who consciously or unconsciously set the creative forces in action by the strength and persistence of their desires, but who remain poor because they do not provide for the reception of the thing that they want when it comes. By thought, the thing you want is brought to you. By action, you receive it. I'm going to repeat that because it's so important. By thought, the thing you want is brought to you. By action, you receive it. Whatever your action is to be, it is evident that you must act now. You cannot act in the past, and it is essential to the clearness of your mental vision that you dismiss the past from your mind. You cannot act in the future, for the future is not here yet, and you cannot tell how you will want to act in any future contingency until that contingency has arrived. Because you are not in the right business or the right environment now, do not think that you must postpone action until you get into the right business or environment, and do not spend time in the present taking thought as to the best course in possible future emergencies. Have faith in your ability to meet any emergency when it arrives. If you act in the present with your mind in the future, your present action will be a divided mind and will not be effective. Put your whole mind into present action. Do not give your creative impulse to original substance and then sit down and wait for results. If you do, you will never get them. Act now. There is never any time but now, and there never will be any time but now. If you are ever to begin to make ready for the reception of what you want, you must begin now. And your action, whatever it is, most likely be in your present business or employment, and must be upon the persons and things in your present environment. You cannot act where you are not. You cannot act where you have been, and you cannot act where you are going to be. You can only act where you are now. Do not bother as to whether yesterday's work was well done or ill done. Do today's work well. I repeat, do today's work well. Do not try to do tomorrow's work now. There will be plenty of time to do that when you get to it. Do not try by occult or mystical means to act on people or things that are out of your reach. Do not wait for a change of environment before you act. Get a change of environment by action. You can so act upon the environment in which you are now as to cause yourself to be transferred to a better environment. Hold with faith and purpose the vision of yourself in the better environment, but act upon your present environment with all your heart and with all your strength and with all your mind. Do not spend any time in daydreaming or castle building, but hold to the one vision of what you want and act N-O-W now. Do not cast about seeking some new thing to do or some strange, unusual, or remarkable action to perform as a first step toward getting rich. It is probable that your actions, at least for some time to come, will be those that you will have been performing for some time now. But you are going to begin now to perform these actions in the certain way, which will surely make you rich. If you are engaged in some business and feel that it is not the right one for you, do not wait until you get into the right business before you begin to act in a certain way. Do not feel discouraged or sit down and lament because you are misplaced. No man was ever so misplaced but that he could not find the right place, and no man ever became so involved in the wrong business but that he could get into the right business. Hold the vision of yourself in the right business with the purpose to get into it and the faith that you will get into it and are getting into it. But act in your present business. Use your present business as the means of getting a better one, and use your present environment as the means of getting into a better environment. Your vision of the right business, if held with faith and purpose, will cause the Supreme to move the right business toward you, and your action, if performed in the certain way, will cause you to move toward the business. If you are an employee or wage earner and feel that you must change places in order to get what you want, do not project your thought into space and rely upon it to get you another job. It will probably fail to do so. Hold the vision of yourself in the job you want while you act with faith and purpose in a certain way on the job you now have, and you will certainly get the job you want. Your vision and faith will set the creative force in motion to bring it toward you, and your action will cause the forces in your own environment to move you toward the place you want. In closing this chapter, we will add another statement to our syllabus. There is a thinking stuff from which all things are made, and which in its original state permeates, penetrates, and fills the interspaces of the universe. A thought in this substance produces the thing that is imaged by the thought. Man can form things in his thought, and by impressing his thought upon formless substance, can cause the thing he thinks about to be created. In order to do this, man must pass from the competitive to the creative mind. He must form a clear mental picture of the thing he wants and hold this picture in his thoughts with a fixed purpose to get what he wants and the unwavering faith that he does get what he wants, closing his mind to all that may tend to shake his purpose, dim his vision, or quench his faith, that he may receive what he wants when it comes. Man must act now upon the people and things in his present environment. Amazing. Michelle Blood here. This is the end of the chapter, but as I promised, I'm just going to go into a little detail before we go into chapter 12 about what Wallace was talking about acting in this certain way. Now, intellectually and logically, you may think you get what he was talking about. But let's cut this down to a more simplistic thing. It's as simple as this. Where you are right now, if you hold your big vision of what you want as if you've already got it, instead of complaining about what you're doing now, if you act in a way where every project, everything that you do in impeccability. The Buddhists talk about this, Hinduism talks about it, being impeccable, doing everything with a frame of mind that you're doing it all for God, and being as just doing the very best you can do with every single thing you do. This causes a higher frequency in the universe, and it causes the things to move towards you. So this way you never take anything that you do, any act, for granted, because every act has a vibration to it. I'm going to give you a beautiful example. We have an amazing office manager, this young man called Trevor Rogers. He was a manager at one of the Blockbuster video stores. And I had written down all of the things that I wanted in a new office manager, all of the things that I wanted them to be excellent at, the characteristics, not who they were, their age, where they were from, educational background, none of those things. Just the characteristics I wanted for them in a person, sort of like their personality and what they were good at. And I saw this young man and he seemed to have this light around him, because I'd said to God in my forming what I wanted that I now have this perfect office manager. He or she is working for me right now, happily, making great money, loving loving working with me, having a great, great, abundant life and enjoying themselves, because of course we want everyone that we work with to be happy. And this young man, he was 24 at the time, lots and lots of people came up to him. He treated everyone with politeness in a businesslike way. The young Blockbuster sort of apprentices, he was helping them. There was a long line of people. He was polite. He was impeccable in everything he did. I saw that about him. And I offered him the job. It took 6 months to get him to come and work for me, because he's so impeccable. He did the right thing by Blockbuster to make sure that they had someone to replace him, because he was that sort of a person. But he always, in his mind, wanted a better job, but did not, because of his educational background, a brilliant young man, but did not have a great educational background as far as length of time. Neither did I, come to think of it. I left school when I was 15. But he learnt through experience, and we are now blessed now for 2 years now with this amazing man that we've never had a challenge with. In actual fact, it's the opposite. Every day, our team at Musovation, gives thanks because he always acts in a certain way. So I pray that that gives the simplicity of what Wallace is talking about a little bit more detail. Now, the next chapter is equally as important, and hopefully now you will really listen to the next chapter about efficient action in a more open-minded way, because you'll know more about what Wallace was actually speaking of. So now we'll go on to the next chapter.